Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of February, 2024. The Bible reading today is Colossians 1, 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Today's article, titled Not Look, But Christ, was written by Marvin Williams. Discover magazine suggests that there are around 700 quintillion, 7 followed by 20 zeros, planets in the universe, but only one like Earth. Astrophysicist Eric Zach Ryson said that one of the requirements for a planet to sustain life is to orbit in the Goldilocks zone, where the temperature is just right and water can exist. Out of the 700 quintillion planets, Earth seems to be the one planet where conditions are just right. Zach Ryson concluded that Earth somehow had been dealt a fairly lucky hand. Paul assured the Colossian believers that the universe existed not because of Lady Luck, but because of the work of Jesus. The apostle presents Christ as the creator of the world, for in him all things were created. Not only was Jesus the powerful creator of the world, but Paul says that in him all things hold together. A world that's not too hot and not too cold, but one that's just right for human existence. What Jesus created, he's sustaining with his perfect wisdom and unceasing power. As we participate in and enjoy the beauty of creation, let's choose not to point to the random activity of Lady Luck, but to the purposeful, sovereign, powerful, and loving one who possesses all God's fullness. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for graciously and purposefully creating and sustaining your creation. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.